In addition to serving foreign audiences, Radio Prague has gained popularity with expats living in the Czech Republic. However, we would like to increase our presence on the Czech media scene as well, and to let Czechs know we are here. Throughout the day, Radio Prague is celebrating its 75th anniversary in the very center of the capital, in Na Příkopě Street, where a tent has been put up to promote the station. We now go live to Radio Prague's tent, where our reporter Sara Borůvka is taking part in the action. Sara, how are things looking out there?
Hey, Jan. Well, the atmosphere has certainly been very good here. We're graced with great weather.
For a connection with our reporter Sara Borůvka, who's supposed to be in our Radio Prague 75th anniversary tent in the center of the capital.
Hello, Jan.
Still waiting to see whether the connection will materialize or not.
Can you hear me, Jan?
Well, it seems that there is a problem with...
Hello? Yeah, hello, Jan. Sorry about the technical problems there. Can you hear me now? So we've definitely been graced with a great atmosphere so far. The weather's been sunny, and we've been talking to our listeners here locally, and definitely also been attracting the attention of passersby. Also, some of Radio Prague's staff is on site here, and among them is, for example, the director of our station, Mr. Miroslav Krupička, who will be talking to me now live from Na Příkopě. Mr. Krupička, you've been the director of Radio Prague since 1998. In all those years, what are some of the changes you have seen?
Well, the changes from the recent years is, unfortunately, shrinking budget. That has been our problem over the past 2 or 3 years. We have to accommodate to that. We have to take it into consideration, but it's quite unpleasant. We have to accommodate. We have to economize. We have to cut budgets for basically everywhere, for technologies, for just about anything. And when you ask what we have seen, what we have witnessed in the past few years, I would say it's the rise of new technologies. That's the changes in the media overall.
And how are those new technologies affecting the face of Radio Prague's broadcasts specifically?
Well, very much, because the focus is shifting from shortwave to let's say internet, to social networks, to what we call, in general, new technologies. One of the results of the shrinking budget is the closure of shortwaves that happened earlier this year, and we have to somehow reach the audience in other ways. We have to replace the old technology, the shortwave, with new waves of reaching listeners. And it's the already mentioned internet. Radio Prague's internet is, I think, quite well developed. We are one of the first media in the Czech Republic to start the internet site. It was back in 1994. We've got currently about 1 million visits on 3ws.radio.cz a month, which is not a bad result at all. And but there are other technologies, the one that I have also mentioned, the social networks. It's Radio Prague has been on Facebook, if I am correct, for the past 3 years. We've developed a very nice group of active followers. Since 2 months ago, we are on Twitter as well, and thus we also reach new people, because these are young people. This is a totally different audience that we have been reaching and getting through the new technologies.
And I am sure you would agree that there are two main groups of audiences. First of all, we have those listeners who live abroad and listen to us. And then we have, of course, foreigners in the Czech Republic who listen to us. What can we do to reach them, especially those foreigners living here in Prague or in the Czech Republic?
Well, for those living abroad, it's the already mentioned platforms. It's the internet, the social networks, it's our partners. We call them rebroadcasters or rebroadcasting stations around the world. And as for the listeners in here in the Czech Republic, we currently broadcast news in English, German and Russian on 92.6 FM in Prague. It's one of the local domestic stations belonging to the Czech radio, Regina, a regional station for Prague. But in the globalizing world, there are more and more tourists and more foreign students and you know, people coming from everywhere. And we want to strengthen our presence in here in the Czech Republic and expand our presence on FM, at least here in Prague, but on other regional stations of the Czech radio as well. We've been talking to those stations. It's not easy. You know, they've got plenty of their own programming. But I hope we'll be able to expand our presence in here in the Czech Republic because it's necessary.
And you've already mentioned that our programs are being rebroadcast by around 30 radio stations worldwide. How would you describe this cooperation?
Well, it's very, very, it's becoming more and more important, especially after the closure of shortwaves. Because, again, this is a totally new audience that we are reaching through these partner radio stations around the world. I would divide them in two groups. There's a group of Czech expatriatic radios, which are in Eastern Europe. There are two in North America, in the US, four in Australia. And these small radio stations, they propagate the programming of Radio Prague. And then there's a bunch of very small local radios elsewhere in Spain, two radios in Austria and so on, who simply like our program and rebroadcast the programming that we offer to them. And we want to be more active. We want to find new partners and strengthen our presence on rebroadcasters.
Sara Borůvka was talking then to the director of Radio Prague, Miroslav Krupička.